This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Jim Bishop, the man who built a castle, has died. His monumental stone edifice is one of Southern Colorado's most beloved and quirky tourist attractions. KRCC's Shauna Lewis has more.
James Roland Bishop began building in the Wet Mountains in 1969. The Pueblo resident initially intended to create a small cottage. He single-handedly labored on weekends, and despite setbacks and challenges, after decades of work, a castle slowly rose from the forested hillside. It stands 165 feet tall and is topped by a metalwork dragon that can breathe smoke from a wood stove. Bishop was 80 years old. In Pueblo, Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
The bomb cyclone that's hammering the Pacific Northwest right now is expected to make its way to Colorado in a few more days, but not with the same force. At least two people have died and more than 500,000 have lost power in the heavy rain and wind. It'll be a much different storm by the time it reaches here, according to Denver 7 chief meteorologist Mike Nelson.
So rather than coming through as one nice big cohesive storm, it's going to kind of break up into little bits and pieces that fly out across the Central Rockies over the weekend into early next week.
Nelson says that could mean some snow in the mountains starting Sunday, but a mild weekend is on tap for the Front Range. Expect partly sunny skies and temperatures in the 50s and 60s through Sunday afternoon across Denver and Boulder when the chance for rain and snow develops late on Sunday. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.